Friday afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And today is Friday, September the 7th, 2007. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and I got open lines today. If you want to give me a call, any questions or comments you have, I'm just going to report some news to you. I want to remind everybody, next week is going to be a very, very interesting week. I've got John Hankey coming up, and he will be with me every day for the full 2 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And for those of you who do not know who John Hankey is, John Hankey is the guy that put together the video, The Bush Connection, JFK, and also JFK Jr. And as we go through next week, we're going to have a different subject content every day. On Monday, it's going to be the Bush connection to the JFK murder. Tuesday, it's going to be murder evidence of JFK Jr. Wednesday, it's going to be 9/11, why they did it and who is indictable and what can be done. Thursday is going to be late breaking news on JFK's murder, booked by Vincent Bugliosi and David Talbot. The book is called Brothers and the E. Howard Hunt Confession. And then on Friday, we're going to talk about the Holocaust and John Hankey's research that he's done into that. So it should be a very, very interesting week. You can go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org if you didn't hear everything I said, or if you want a quick preview of the different subject content on each particular day. I've got it listed there. Another reminder I want to give you guys. I'm watching the gold market very closely, and for those of you who haven't, or those of you who haven't invested in gold, I'll tell you, gold is up again today. It has cracked the $700 mark, and the it's showing signs of going through the roof. And I would emphasize, folks, if you have not already done so, I would suggest that you give Robbie Noel a call at 800-691-7898, and I would start, cashing in, or if you've got CDs in the bank, you want to start moving them out, savings in the bank, I would be moving them out, putting them into gold. If you have a mortgage with equity in Arizona, if I can help you with it, I'll be happy to refinance it for you, take that equity and put it into gold, because gold is the answer, gold is the key, gold is going to basically ensure your savings, because these people that are invested in paper right now, they are teetering on the brink of disaster, and the Fed has injected an additional, I think it was $38 billion into the market, and the market is down today. Last time I looked, it was down over 200 points again today. So, it's teetering on the edge. If you look at it, it's like they're on a tightrope, and that long pole that the tightrope walker uses to balance himself is gone. And instead of wearing those little tight shoes that they wear on the tightrope, they've got army boots, and they're getting ready to fall. The entire paper system is getting ready to fall. So if you haven't already, you definitely need to give Robbie Noel a call and start talking to him about moving, or diversifying your assets into gold and silver. I'd strongly recommend you do that. Again, his number is 800-691-7898. And I have to emphasize, the reason I recommend Robbie isn't just because he's affiliated with RBN. I have, by my own personal experience, dealt with several gold dealers in and around the valley. And I will tell you, as far as price is concerned, Robbie's the lowest there is. So give him a call, 800-691-7898, and tell him that I told you to, okay? We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back on this hot, steamy Phoenix Friday, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. For those of you who have been in and read the article that I posted on the website on my wife, Lindsay, and her immigration issues, I wanted to bring you up to speed a little bit. I had a chance to sit down with her for probably a good hour and go over all of the experience that she had down at the immigration department last week, and she shared some things with me that she had not yet shared, simply because we didn't have time and we were off and doing other things. At any rate, I wanted to share this with you because it ties in with a couple other things I'm going to make you aware of. She had gone down. Now, in order to get an appointment with immigration folks, you have to make an appointment with them. They give you an appointment, and then you come in at the specified time. You cannot just walk into the immigration office. They won't let you do that. That's not the way they work. It works under their rules, not yours. So about 10 days ago or so, when she had received this letter from immigration saying that her application for permanent residency was denied for her and her youngest two children, and that they were going to start deportation proceedings against her, but she had the option of appealing, and the appeal would cost her $110. And what's interesting about the letter is the last two lines of the letter, the second to the last line, said that they were going to start deportation proceedings against her, and she had to make preparations to leave the country. But the last sentence was, however, you can appeal this, and you can start the process all over again. Now, I find that interesting because to start the process all over again, after July the 31st of this year, they have increased the fees substantially, and after adding it up, we found that in order for her to apply for permanent residency, travel waiver, work permits, and so forth for her as well as all of her children, and by the way, they forced the children to get a work permit as well. One is 9 years old, one is 10 years old, and she has to pay for their work permit even though they're too young to work. At any rate, after July 31st, the application fees on all these particular things that she needed has gone up. So we ended up found out that it was it came to over $8,400 is what they wanted to reapply. But in the letter, they stipulated that she could appeal it, and then during the appeal process, she could reapply. Now, I wanted to set that up because she shared with me last night what this new immigration officer that was handling her daughter's case, her oldest daughter is 19. She went into the hearing with her daughter, and it was a different immigration officer, of which Lindsay and I had the, I don't want to say privilege, but we had the experience of meeting. And this gentleman, according to her, was a very nice fellow, but he had a file in front of him for her oldest daughter, Megan, of whom is 19 years old. And after Lindsay showed him this letter that she had received from immigration and explained the situation to him, he had no idea of why he was even sitting with a file of her oldest daughter. Because her, according to him, unless she was 21 years old, she should have been in Lindsay's file, the master file. Also, when she showed the letter to him, he had specified that for her to ignore the fact that they were going to start deportation proceedings. He said that's just a fear tactic. So he said if they were going to start deportation proceedings on her, that they would have sent her a completely different letter. And I find that interesting because, again, the last two sentences of the letter, one was instilling fear, telling her that there was deportation proceedings that were going to be instituted if she didn't prepare to leave the country. But she could file an appeal and then during the appeal process reapply and pay another $8,400. So my take on that is all they're doing is implanting fear in her to gain an additional $8,400 and play games with her for another 2 years. And although the immigration officer didn't come out and say so, he, in so many words, basically said the same thing, is that, yes, this is just a fear tactic and don't pay any attention to it. So at any rate, later on that day, he told her that he would get a hold of her master file and call her later that afternoon. And he did so. He called, left a message with her that afternoon, and told her that her oldest daughter's paperwork should have been in the master file, and all of the stuff that they had asked for originally that we had given them, mailed them for the master file, was not there. Now, I'm saying that in my own personal instance, in my wife's personal instance, to say this. I ran across a couple articles yesterday that involve immigration that I find extremely fascinating in light of what our particular experience has been with immigration, and I'm going to share these with you. And the first one is called 111,000 Immigration Files Are Lost. And this is out of the American Free Press, folks. Tens of thousands get citizenship without a background investigation. And this is by James P. Tucker, Jr. And for those of you who don't know who Jim Tucker is the guy that follows the Bilderbergs around. And, you know, he finds out where their secret meeting is going to be, and he shows up at them. Says an investigation by a government oversight agency recently revealed that in 2005, which is, by the way, when we filed, U.S. immigration authorities either lost or could not account for an estimated 111,000 files on immigrants in the United States. Now, I want to stop right there and mention to people, you know, how the federal government puts out their annual fiscal budget every year, and there's billions and billions of dollars that are allotted for the military, and they're allotted for the IRS, and they're allotted for immigration, they're allotted for, you know, schools and all of these entitlements. So I have no idea what the amount is that they allot for immigration, but whatever it is, and I'm sure it's at least $100 billion or thereabouts. I haven't gone and looked in the records. However, whatever it is, it's too much because the incompetence in the immigration department is so blatant, and we've experienced this personally, that the whole entire system needs to be revamped. So let me continue with this. It says they could not account for an estimated 111,000 files on immigrants to the United States, resulting in tens of thousands gaining citizenship without any indication as to whether authorities had checked to see if any of them had a criminal history. The shocking loss was discovered in a study by the Government Accounting Office sought by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. As many as 30,000 immigrants obtained citizenship with limited scrutiny as a result. Back in 2002, we had a person who was a threat to the United States that got citizenship, and the file wasn't even reviewed, Grassley said on the Lou Dobbs TV show on December 4th. Now, we can relate to this. Because the file that this new immigration officer, the one that was handling Megan's case, Lindsay's oldest daughter, okay, admitted that she shouldn't even have a separate file, number one. And number two, when he went and retrieved our file, my wife's and my file, the pertinent documentation that we had supplied with them wasn't even there. Where it was is anybody's guess, but what he told her is that she needed to fax all the information in again anyway, and he would reopen the file. But she should still appeal. Well, my question is, if he's going to reopen the file and the case isn't denied as what the letter specified, then why do we need an appeal? You see the games that they play here, folks? Okay, so let me continue with this. In 2002, we had a person that was a threat to the United States that got citizenship, and the file wasn't even reviewed. Now, that was said by Senator Grassley on the Lou Dobbs show on December 4th. How can this happen? Basic incompetence of paperwork, or the fact that even paperwork exists as opposed to having this stuff on computer where it can be saved. There only has to be one mistake, and the United States could again become a victim of terrorism, Grassley said. A terrorist has to be right once, he said. We have to be right every time. Now, Grassley was referring to an individual who received his U.S. citizenship and was a known supporter of the Lebanese militia group Hezbollah, which the United States considers a terrorist organization. Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, the Netherlands, and Israel also consider Hezbollah a terrorist organization. The rest of the world considers it a legitimate resistance organization that defends southern Lebanon from Israeli incursions. If they can't handle legal immigration, how are they going to give amnesty to 12 million people that are here illegally, Dobbs said. And we all know, folks, it's not 12 million. It's closer to 30 upwards to 40 million people. How are they going to give amnesty, Lou Dobbs? They don't have to give amnesty, Lou, because they're giving them bank accounts at Bank of America. They're giving them loans. They're giving them preferred treatment over United States citizens. And you know what it reminds me of, folks? For a long time, back when I was in my 20s, I did not file a tax. I had never filed a tax return, never filed one, and they left me alone. I had friends that never filed tax returns, and they left me alone. They didn't do anything. We never heard from these people. And then I went to work for a guy who kept after me and after me and after me and instilling the fear of God into me and saying, well, you know, if you don't file a return, you're going to go to jail. They're going to arrest you, blah, blah, blah. So I eventually succumbed to his, you know, naive propaganda, if you will, and I wound up filing a tax return. And it was only then that I was put on their hit list. It was only then that they came after me. It was only then that my problem started. It was only then that I've gone through what I've gone through with the IRS for the last, for the last 12 years, but on and off for the last 30 years, since actually 27 years, since 1980. Okay? And this is what this reminds me of here with immigration. It's the same thing. Is Lindsay is on their list. She's trying to do things the right way. But all these people that are coming here illegally are getting bank accounts, they're getting loans, they're buying automobiles, they're getting preferred treatment. So it makes you scratch your head and question which way is really the easiest or the right way. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, I got more on this article and a couple more articles I want to share with you. Stick around, be right back.
Oh, Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from hot, steamy Phoenix, Arizona. Short break, or short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. I'm talking about the immigration situation that my wife is currently going through, and I'm relating that, you know, to the tax situation. When I didn't file, and a number of my associates didn't file tax returns, they never came after us. They never said anything to us. They never sent us any letters. They never did anything. And it wasn't until I was I don't know, I wouldn't call it intimidated, but I was scared into filing tax returns. At that point in time, I was on their hit list, and that's when they had my number. It's the same thing with immigration. Again, I'm going to quote Lou Dobbs. If they can't handle, talking about the federal government, if they can't handle legal immigration, how are they going to give amnesty to 12 million people that are here illegally, Dobbs asked. And again, it's not 12 million, it's closer to 30 to 40 million. But let me answer that question. Here's what we have concluded. After receiving that letter and reading it that they sent my wife and reading it line by line, especially the last two lines, we intend to start deportation proceedings, but you can file an appeal and you can start the process over again. Well, to start the process over again is $8,400. Now, after a long conversation with my wife last night and her sharing with me exactly what that immigration officer told her, the new one, not the one that she had, and she had mentioned, he had mentioned that she can file and start the process over again. And she said, no, that's too expensive. It's $8,400. Now, he didn't say, he never did conclude that, yes, you had to do it or no, you didn't. He just agreed with her and kind of smiled and said, yes, I know it's expensive. So here's what we've concluded. That if you try to go through immigration, and by the way, we're not the only people here. I've talked to a number of people, folks that have gone through the same thing and have been going through this for years. And as I mentioned, and I'll remind you, that as of July 31st, they have jacked up all of these fees for these immigrants coming in here. So evidently what they're doing is they're saying that, look, we're going to scare you. We're going to tell you we're going to deport you. And we're going to let you file an appeal, and we're going to let you start over again. And we're going to let you give us another $8,400 so we can jack you around for another couple of years and play with your mind. And I think that that's what they do. I've talked to other people that have gone through this. I have a friend that's a dentist back in Indiana that married a girl from South America. He went through the same thing for years and years and years. So once they get you into the system, it's the same games they play with you in a different arena that the IRS plays with you. Let me continue with this. A test on that issue will come next year when we have a debate on an amendment that there can't be any guest worker programs or even any consideration of legalizing illegality if we don't control the borders in the first place, Grassley responded. In other words, control the borders in the first place and then look at all these other issues as a next step. Well, let me clue you in, Grassley. Okay, if we were going to control the borders, we would have controlled the borders right shortly after 9/11. The reason that we don't control the borders is because our good president and the cronies that he has in his administration are being controlled from outside Washington, D.C., okay, and they have no interest in controlling our borders because they have all the interest in balkanizing this country. It's all part of the North American Union. In a prepared statement issued earlier, Grassley said it takes one missing file of somebody with links to a terrorist organization to become an American citizen. A terrorist can be unsuccessful thousands of times, but we have to be perfect all the time. We can't afford to be handing out citizenship with blinders on, which is exactly what they do in a lot of cases, folks. The 30,000 missing files represent about 4% of the 715,000 total applications handled by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in 2005. The CIS is an agency within the Department of Homeland Security. The files, known as A files, contain information such as arrest warrants and the results of immigration proceedings. The losses can be attributed to poor training and a lack of emphasis by managers, the report said. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maryland, who also called for the investigation, observed that some of the... Hold on just a second. I got a blank that came up here on my screen. Ken, am I still on the air? Okay, I'm sorry about that. I had a technical glitch here. And what's funny is that for some reason, over the last, week or so, I've been having some really weird glitches on my screen. I've been having some really weird glitches, some really weird anomalies that have been happening with my website. I really don't know why, but and as sad as it is to say, that particular article of which that I was just sharing with you folks has vanished. It just left my screen. So on that immigration issue, I am going to continue here with – that one, I don't know why it was just lost, so forgive me for that, folks. But I have one more article that is relating to this immigration issue that I wanted to share with you, and hopefully my screen will stay up long enough where I'll get through the whole thing. This is put out by Alternet, and the title of the article is U.S. Deports the Parents of Dead Soldiers. And I thought this was really interesting, too, because, you know, Our government, our military, is going to great lengths to entice these foreign citizens or these foreigners to come over here to do a stint in our military and then give them citizenship. So we'll be back in three and I'll go into this. Stick with me, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm on the subject of immigration, at least for the first hour. I'm going to move on here, but I've got one more article I want to share. And as we know, the United States government is enticing the recruitment of illegals and then, you know, hanging a carrot in front of their nose and saying, well, listen, if you do a tour over in Iraq, we'll give you citizenship. And they've, you know, I've seen pictures over there of them congratulating General Petraeus, shaking hands with some of these Mexican immigrants and giving them citizenship for serving their tour or whatever. But what happens to the parents of these guys if they go over there during their tour and they die? This article is "The U.S. Deports Parents of Dead Soldiers." It says 3 years after U.S. Army Private Armando Soriano, 20 years old, died fighting in Haditha, Iraq, his father is facing deportation. Soriano is now buried in Houston, Texas, his hometown, where his parents, undocumented workers from Mexico, are currently living. Before his death, Soriano had promised his parents he'd help them get green cards. He only succeeded partially before losing his life. Although his mother was able to obtain a green card, his father did not qualify and is on the verge of being deported. Enrique Soriano, Armando's father, is not the only person to have lost his son or daughter in the Iraq War and face deportation. There are more than 3 million people born in the U.S. with parents who came into this country illegally. Those born in the U.S. are automatically citizens They have all the rights and duties enjoyed by Americans. That includes military service with the possibility of losing one's life. Losing a son or daughter is always tragic. To try to compensate the families, the U.S. government makes efforts to help. In the case of individuals with family members needing immigration help, officials assist them to obtain green cards. That's what happened with Soriano's mother. But in spite of governmental flexibility, certain rules prevent some people from qualifying. Enrique Soriano had been formally deported in 1999 when he returned to Mexico for a brief visit. That makes him ineligible for any immigration benefits. Enrique Soriano is not alone. Although exact figures are difficult to come by, many parents with sons and daughters who died in Iraq have been deported. Official statistics show that more than 68,000 foreign-born military individuals are serving in the U.S. How many of these individuals have relatives who do not have a legal right to be in the United States is not known. Figures from the National Center for Immigration Law show that 1 in 10 U.S. soldiers who have died in Iraq have been immigrants. One estimate claims that 5% of those serving in the American military are illegal immigrants who joined with false papers. The military does not recruit illegal immigrants, yet given the shortage of volunteers, meeting quotas may put pressure on some to close some eyes. Well, what's up with this then? Okay, so how is it that they're giving citizenship to these guys? They're coming over here illegally, and they're enticing them to go into the military. So this guy shows up at the recruiting office with false papers, and the recruiting officer turns his head the other way and says, okay, I didn't see that. And it's not the recruiting officer or the recruiting sergeant at the desk who has the final decision. This is reviewed by upper-level individuals. I'm confused here. Illegal immigrants may feel that joining the military will help them and their families obtain legal papers in addition to other benefits. Inevitably, some die in the process. The first soldier to die for the United States in the Iraq War was, in fact, Marine Lance Corporal Jose Gutierrez, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala. Enrique Soriano's case is also complicated by the fact that the rest of his family has a legal right to be in the U.S. His wife has a green card, three of his four kids are U.S. citizens, and another born in Mexico has applied for a green card. If Enrique is deported, the family will have to make the hard choice of going back or separating. I think it would be a travesty for these parents to be deported after their son died in Iraq fighting for this country, stated Congressman Gene Green, Democrat of Houston. The congressman introduced a bill in the House which would help Enrique Soriano obtain a green card. Nothing has happened yet. Earlier this year, President George Bush commuted the sentence of Lewis Scooter Libby, Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, and in so doing, the president spared Libby 2.5 years in prison for his conviction for lying to federal investigators. The president cited Libby's exceptional public service and prior lack of a criminal record as explanation for his action. He concluded that Libby's sentence was excessive and the punishment harsh. In light of the sacrifice made by Armando Soriano, one wonders whether deporting his father is far more excessive and harsh punishment. Now, I read that because, you know, folks, my wife came here 3.5 years ago, and here's what bothers me about this whole immigration issue, is that if it were conducted in a proper manner, and my wife as well as I have always been an advocate, we are not against any individual, whatever race, creed, or color, coming to this country by legal means and applying for a green card, applying for citizenship, and going and jumping through the hoops. Now, this is the way I have always felt that, yes, if you want to do this the right way and come here, I mean, let's face it, all of us ultimately are either immigrants or descendants of immigrants. That's what made this country great. The problem that I've got now is that when I see this going on with 111,000 files lost, and I've seen it now firsthand with my own wife's file, and I've seen firsthand the aggravation and the inconvenience of my wife having to be called up to immigration on 4 different occasions and her daughter on 3 different occasions to be fingerprinted because they've obviously lost the fingerprint cards. But then they say, oh, well, they must, the guy taking the fingerprint says, well, oh, they must have expired. How do fingerprints expire, for crying out loud? And then when my wife goes in and sits down and the actual immigration officer who is looking at the file is scratching his head wondering why this specific file on her daughter is in front of him to begin with, and when he goes and retrieves my wife's master file, none of the documentation that is supposed to be there is there, which was sent in to them certified. By the way, it would have been brought in and hand-delivered, but they will not allow you to do that. You can only send it in or fax it in. You cannot call these people. And then they proceed to lose it. none of the information that was supplied to them was in her file. So then they tell her, they instill fear in her, telling her that they're going to start deportation proceedings, yet she can appeal it and start over again and pay them another $8,400. Now, remember, all that being said, I used to be of the opinion that if you want to come to this country and do it legally and learn to speak English and go through the proper process, then I have no problem with that, regardless of your race, creed, color, or religion. But now, after experiencing the legal process firsthand, I'm scratching my head here and going, who in their right mind would want to endure this kind of abuse? And my wife went on to say last night, she said, you know what? If he turns around, if this immigration officer turns around and tells me that I have to give up another $8,400, she's going to tell him face up to get screwed, and she's going home, going back to Scotland. This is what we've been enduring with these people for close to 3 years. And this wasn't my decision, folks. This was my wife's decision. She said, if it comes down to that and they want another $8,400 out of me, they can go pound salt. So now I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this situation with the fact that these people have, you know, documented, lost 111,000 files, documented that they're, you know, here's an immigrant that had a green card or his wife had a green card and there's three children and his father's about to be deported. You know what? His son went over and fought naively in a war that was based on a lie. Okay, he wanted to help his parents do it the right way. In that particular situation, U.S. government, give his father a green card for crying out loud. You know, I mean, that's the least you can do for the man giving up his son in an illegal, corrupt war that was based on a lie. That's all I have to say about that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to call in with a comment about it. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, that's just the way I feel about this. Because I'll tell you what, folks, I'm watching the frustration and the aggravation wearing in my wife's face when she came to this country, as a lot of immigrants do. They came to this country under the belief system that this was the greatest country on the planet, and this is the beacon of light, and it's the, you know, the Statue of Liberty, and this is where they all want to go and make their claim. All these billions of people want to come here. But I have to tell you, and I'll share with you, because I asked her this straight up. I said, now that you've been here, and by the way, I've been to Scotland. I've seen the other side. So I've had a little experience with this. I said, now that you've been here, and you've had some experience, and you've, you know, seen the system here, and you've been involved and been pulled over by the police on a number of occasions and so forth, what do you think? And her response was that, number one, this country is nowhere near a free country. She says they have more liberties in Scotland than they do here. As a matter of fact, she shared a story with me, and I'll share it with you real quick. I want you to imagine for a moment that you walk into a, well, let's call it a donut shop, okay? Because that's where a lot of cops hang out. You walk into a donut shop and you make a crack to one of the cops and you knock his hat off. What do you think would happen? Do you think that you'd be on the ground being tasered about 10 times, or you just think they'd beat your face in before they dragged you off to jail? That's probably what would happen. My wife has shared with me stories on numerous occasions. She used to own a pub over in Scotland, and she shared with me on numerous occasions in owning the pub and seeing experiences when some of these Scotsmen would get a little bit too much, you know, Guinness in them, and they'd, you know, smart off, and they'd get into a fight, a drunken fight, and the bobbies would be called. She'd call the bobbies, and the bobbies would come in there, and they'd simply break it up, you know, tell the guy to go their separate ways and send them home. Sometimes they'd even give him a ride. On one occasion, one of her relatives was out. They were out talking to a couple of bobbies on the street. By the way, the bobbies on the street do not wear guns. And one of them actually knocked his hat off. And the bobby just smiled, and, you know, it was all in jest. I mean, they literally could talk to them, joke with them and so forth, vent with them and so forth, and the bobbies would speak back. You don't see that happening here because there's a different class here. Like the article that I read yesterday that was sent in by George Wooten, we are citizens. And evidently, we being citizens are the lowest form of breathing being in this country. Next up, I would say, would be the illegal immigrants, because I've seen many occasions where they treat them with more respect than they treat us, especially in a hospital emergency room, or if you go into the bank and you're looking for a bank account, they come first. They even call a citizen. So, you know, evidently the citizen, per se, is the lowest form of individual, and we are the citizens. You know, I tell you, I could rant on about this all day. I've got more that I want to cover, and I was looking at shifting gears here. Again, the phone line's open. You know, it's Friday. You can call in with any question or comment. It doesn't necessarily have to be on what I'm speaking of. I'm just kind of venting right now, because in conversing with my wife last night, and I'm just asking her outright, you know, being born and raised in a country where I grew up thinking we lived and pledging allegiance to what I thought was a constitutional republic, and learning the history of what this great country was all about, and finding out that literally they are freer. Now, they're not free. Don't get the wrong idea, folks. They've outlawed guns and so forth, but they have more liberties, if you will, in Scotland than they do here. Another interesting thing that she shared with me, she's a hairdresser. That was her vocation over in Scotland before she had bought a pub. But she knows how to cut hair, and she cuts my hair and her family's hair on a regular basis. But you know, you don't need a license over there to cut hair. You don't need a license to be a nail technician over there. No matter of fact, you don't need a license for a lot of things over there. Because a license, as a lot of you know, is not a license is a privilege, and a privilege can be revoked. But the right to your labor is a right, and they can't revoke your right to labor. They can trick you into getting a license and giving up your right for a privilege, of which they can revoke when they decide to, if they want to. But it's not the same over there. The laws as far as suing somebody over there are not the same. She said, here we live in a lawsuit-happy country. She said she has never seen anything like these people that are talking about filing suit for the most ridiculous of reasons. It would never fly in Scotland. It would never work. They would be laughed. The barrister or the judge would laugh them out of the courtroom. So I guess there's some differences. There's some cultural differences, and there's some differences as far as what liberties. And I'm not calling them freedoms. I'm calling their liberties. They have more liberties. And I had the opportunity to spend about a week over there a couple years ago. And I'll admit I like the weather in Arizona better. And there's a different feel to the city of Aberdeen, Scotland. And I wouldn't want to live there on a regular basis. But I did notice that there's a different vibe. And I've spoken about this on my show before. You know, I mentioned about when the guy would come home from work and he'd open his garage door and he'd pull in and make sure his garage door was halfway down before he got out of his car so he didn't have to wave at me. And people are so into themselves here. It's not like that over there. People still wave at you when you're going down the street. They don't have to know you. People are still open and friendly, and they'll say, hey, mate, how you doing, blah, 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 okay, hey, bloody cold today, or whatever. They don't do that here. And I say the core issue, and I'll go back to this at square one, and I know I'm getting off on a rant here, but square one, the core issue, the reason that it is the way it is here as opposed to over there, is because this government has promoted it. They continually fear-monger. They promote fear. And that's the difference. So here's a person that came over here, tried to do things the right way, spent all this money, and she's scratching her head now and say, what did I do this for? Why did I ever, for a moment, think that this country was any better than my country? And it's not that she dislikes the people here, but she absolutely hates this government. Of course, there's a lot of us that do, I guess. Anyway, listen, I got to shift gears here. Are we coming up on a break? I've got a couple of minutes. Okay, let's see. What's next on my agenda here? Bin Laden. There's a new tape that just came out. Interestingly enough. Now, isn't it interesting that every time there's some drop in the polls, or there's, you know, some crisis that comes up politically, all of a sudden, you know, or there's anti-war sentiment, or there's a 9/11 protest movement coming up, or whatever, they magically introduce bin Laden, the boogeyman, to remind all of us that he's still out there, somewhere, lurking in a cave. My opinion is he's dead, but I mean, you know, I mean, this is the mainstream, the establishments. But I wanted to share a couple things with you because, yes, there's a new video that's supposedly going to be released next week. And the first thought I had about that, you know, because they're telling us now, they're warning us that they're going to release a new video next week. So tell me, how does this come about? How does our intelligence community get a hold of this? I mean, what do they do? Is there a specified drop location that, you know, an Al-Qaeda leader runs over, you know, out in the middle or under a bunch of trees in a forest somewhere in Afghanistan, and there's a picnic table out there in the middle, and they drop this tape off with a note, and then they run away. And then maybe, you know, half hour later, a CIA agent comes and picks it up. Is that how it works? I don't know. I'll be back after the break. We'll talk more about this. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Not going to be able to Skype you back. Top of the hour here, Now, I was talking about bin Laden, and I'm trying to figure out how this works, or how they want us to think this works. You see, now there's a new bin Laden video that supposedly has been released here, you see. And I'm just wondering how many Americans are really critical thinkers, because, you know, if they release it, how do they know? How does the intelligence community know it's been released? I mean, does somebody call them up on the phone and say, hey, okay, you know, we've released a new video, you know, go to the picnic table at the corner of rock number 16 and tree number 5 in Kabul, Afghanistan, and then the CIA goes there and picks it up? I mean, is that what happens? No. What really happens, as we all know, is that the CIA or the intelligence agency creates the video to begin with. But all that being said, I find this interesting. I got two quick articles here that I want to go through on bin Laden, because they've got this one is a mainstream article, and I thought this was rather interesting because I want to correlate this with something that was said by this reporter on another article that I read. So let me start this. This is from MSNBC, and it says that the U.S. has a copy of the purported bin Laden video. Now, they've got a copy of it. Okay, they've gone to the picnic table in Afghanistan, and they've picked it up. So they've got it in their hot little hands. The Bush administration says it is examining tape for authenticity. The White House has obtained a copy of a purported video by Osama bin Laden ahead of the 6th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and has begun to analyze its contents, a Bush administration official said Friday. Now, I find it interesting. They'll always say, well, you know, a Bush administration official, but they won't tell us who that official is, okay? They want the official to remain anonymous. The official would not discuss the contents or say whether any conclusion has been reached about whether it is really the al-Qaeda leader. Analysts noted that al-Qaeda tends to mark the September 11th anniversary with a slew of messages, and the Department of Homeland Security said it had no credible information warning of an imminent threat to the United States. Even after we've heard all of this mongering, you know, this parroting of, oh, there could be another false flag terror event by Rick Santorum and Hillary Clinton and Michael Chertoff and Dick Cheney, and it goes on and on and on and on. But we'll forget all that for the time being. Okay. Bin Laden's appearance, if authentic, would be significant because he has not appeared in a new video footage since October 29th, 2004. Yeah, but that's because he's dead, and he's been dead since, what, 2001? But forget that for a minute, okay? And he has not put out a new audio tape in more than a year, his longest period without a message. One difference in his appearance was – now, here's where it gets good, folks. One difference in his appearance was immediately obvious. The announcement had a still photo from the coming video showing bin Laden addressing the camera, his beard fully black. In his past videos, bin Laden's beard was almost entirely gray with dark streaks. Bin Laden's beard appears to have been dyed. Now, according to this reporter – his beard appears to have been dyed, a popular practice among Arab leaders. Now, I want you to remember that, okay? A popular practice among Arab leaders, said Rita Katz, director of the SITE Institute, a Washington-based group that monitors terror messages. A Washington-based group. Well, as soon as I see that, Washington-based group, I start thinking, you know, like think tanks or, you know, little schemers or whatever. But again, remember, bin Laden's beard appears to have been dyed, a popular practice among Arab leaders, said Rita Katz, director of the SITE Institute. Okay, hear the music. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Stick with us, and I'll continue with this, folks. Be right back.